How criminal law is designed to exploit and manipulate people. Criminal law, in its modern form, is not about justice, it is about control. It uses sophistry, the deceptive manipulation of language and reasoning, to convince people that they are criminals for acts that the government itself commits daily, without consequence. This system manufactures crime, ensures unequal enforcement, and removes recourse for the accused, all while protecting the state and its agents from accountability. 1. The double standard. Government commits crimes with impunity. One of the most glaring aspects of the corruption in criminal law is that the government enforces laws against the people that it routinely violates itself. Theft, taxation, and civil asset forfeiture. If an individual forcibly takes money from another, it's robbery. If the government does it through taxation or civil asset forfeiture, it's called lawful authority. Civil forfeiture allows the state to steal property without convicting anyone of a crime, shifting the burden of proof onto the accused. Murder, war, police brutality, and capital punishment. If a citizen kills someone, it's homicide. If a government kills, it's called war, law enforcement, or capital punishment. And there is almost never accountability. Police and military commit acts of violence with no recourse, while citizens are told they must submit or face punishment. Fraud, fiat money, false charges, and entrapment. If a person prints fake money, it's counterfeiting, a federal crime. If the Federal Reserve prints money out of thin air, inflating the economy and devaluing wages, it's monetary policy. Prosecutors and law enforcement regularly lie, mislead, and entrap people into crimes that would not have occurred otherwise, yet this is deemed legal under the system. Kidnapping, police arrests, and incarceration. If a private citizen takes someone against their will, it's kidnapping. If a police officer does it without a warrant, probable cause, or due process, it's called an arrest. The prison industrial complex profits off mass incarceration, disproportionately targeting the poor while ignoring corporate and government crime. Nash 2, sophistry, convincing the public they deserve punishment. Criminal law relies on linguistic deception to normalize its abuses and convince people that the state's actions are lawful while their own are criminal. Legal versus illegal, instead of right versus wrong. Laws are written not to enforce morality, but to grant the state power over individuals. A crime is whatever the state declares to be a crime, often based on arbitrary statutes, revenue incentives, or political motives. The same act can be legal or illegal, depending on who commits it, proving that law is about power, not justice. Criminalizing normal behavior to expand control. Vague laws allow selective enforcement so that nearly everyone is guilty of something. Overcriminalization means that people break laws daily without knowing, allowing the government to target anyone at will. Government propaganda convinces people that if they are charged, they must be guilty, even when the legal system is built on coercion, forced plea deals, and fabricated evidence. Destroying due process to ensure convictions. The legal system has shifted from presumption of innocence to presumption of guilt. Prosecutors overcharge defendants with excessive penalties, forcing plea deals out of fear of harsher sentences. The state withholds evidence, uses unreliable witnesses, and controls the court process, ensuring it wins most cases. It's another three, the no-recourse trap. Why the accused cannot fight back. Public defenders are part of the system. The vast majority of defendants cannot afford private lawyers, so they are assigned public defenders who are overworked, underfunded, and incentivized to push plea deals. Even if innocent, defendants are pressured into pleading guilty because fighting the system is nearly impossible without money and resources. Prosecutors have absolute power. The prosecutor decides who to charge and what penalties to seek, meaning the entire process is stacked in favor of conviction. Prosecutorial misconduct is rarely punished, even when wrongful convictions are exposed. Defendants must prove their innocence rather than the state proving guilt, which is the opposite of what the law claims. Police are above the law. Police can lie, plant evidence, use illegal searches, and abuse power, yet they are protected by qualified immunity. Even when caught committing crimes, police rarely face real consequences. Meanwhile, ordinary people face harsh sentences for minor infractions. The ultimate goal: criminal law as a tool of control, not justice. Government creates crime, then profits from punishment. The more people convicted, the more revenue generated through fines, fees, prison labor, and asset forfeiture. Criminal law targets the poor, the disenfranchised, and political enemies, while the rich and powerful escape consequences entirely. The illusion of justice keeps people obedient. The legal system is designed to make people fear punishment rather than question authority. The constant expansion of laws ensures that citizens are always at risk, making them easier to control. By redefining criminality, governments can outlaw dissent, opposition, and independent thought. Final thought: criminal law is a racket. The entire structure of criminal law is built to punish individuals for what the government itself does daily. Manipulate public perception to justify oppression. Eliminate due process and protect the ruling class from accountability. It is not about stopping crime. It is about manufacturing criminals to keep people in fear and under state control. The only way to fight back is to expose the system for what it is and refuse to accept its false legitimacy.